Retrenchment has to be one of the most soul-destroying events that can happen in someone's life. Sadly, this has become a regular occurrence in South African life, with the pandemic having accelerated this reality. It has to be one of the scariest places to be in, especially if one has a family and begins to contemplate how they'll get fed, how bills will be paid, and whether there'll be enough resources to pay non-luxuries like school fees. Well, one individual has his own story to tell about how he overcame the demons that come with retrenchment and has now become a successful entrepreneur. I'm joined on the line by Calvin Fisher. He's an entrepreneur and the founder of PandaBomb. Thanks very much, Calvin, for joining us. Now, you're an entrepreneur who's done okay for himself. Just tell us about the work that you do at PandaBomb.
I am a videographer and photographer and general media expert slash consultant in the digital space.
Hmm. And just in terms of your clientele, who do you service? What do you do?
As a result of my previous career as a marketing journalist, I managed to accumulate a very, very good contact list in the marketing industry, of course, like the likes of Nissan, Suzuki, Volvo, Ford, Toyota. So what I've done is basically carried over a lot of my contacts from being a writer to this new place that I'm playing in, which is video and photos.
Excellent. But once upon a time, as you mentioned, you were an editor and a motor writer, and regrettably, you were retrenched from your job. Just tell us, when was that? And can you describe some of the raw emotions that you had to deal with at the time?
Sure. Basically, at the end of 2016, the magazine industry was tumultuous, that's being kind. But it was also my second rodeo, in the sense that years before, with Media 24, another title I'd been working on was cancelled, basically. We were all retrenched, or rather we were reshuffled back into the publisher, into the system. And I decided I wasn't going to go there a second time. I literally took the option of packing my package and buying myself a camera. And what I had learned during my time in publishing was that video and just a more visual media was the next phase.
Yes.
Where we were going. It's definitely part of the decline of print as a whole. It's the way we consume media now. And I just thought, unless you're going to buy a camera and see where the chips fall.
And just in terms of how you felt when you were retrenched, because before you picked up your camera and all of that, you must have gone through a tough time before you realized, actually, I'm going to seize my destiny.
Absolutely. And I think it's almost worse, well, maybe relatively worse, when you're a manager, because you just feel so much more responsible. It's not just you. It's not just your family. It's everyone that was working, reporting to you, working under you, basically. You felt responsible. You know, it's a lot of, oh, what could I have done differently? How do I lead now when I don't have a place to lead? How do I tell these guys, this is the future. This is where we're going. This is my personal choice.
Yes.
And I did it quite matter of fact. I told them, guys, you're welcome to, you know, try to get folded back in once again. But then you're not on your mission. You're not on your path and your trajectory anymore. Then you're basically going along with whatever fate or your publisher says you're going along
yes.
with. And I thought, well, I can give you this much advice, having gone to the ringer before. Be in charge of what happens next, of your story mix. Don't try to keep doing what you have been doing, because if it was so successful, we wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah.
So I know there's a lot of responsibility, but I just felt it was the way, it was the clearest path forward for anybody. For me, I took a massive gamble. I had support. And I think a lot of the guys took a little bit of inspiration or cue from me, and a lot of them have landed not necessarily the same way I have, but in very, very different and interesting ways.
Yeah. So when you were in no man's land, that is between being retrenched and realizing your dream in PandaBomb, how did you hustle? How did you survive? And did you try to be prudent with whatever monies you were paid out in your retrenchment?
For sure. I mean, I'm a boy from the Cape Flats. You know, money doesn't flow where I come from. So it was calculated, but it was definitely taking the risks, evaluating as you go. I basically had a 3-month net safety net for myself. And I said, if I'm not going to, within the next 6 weeks, see some kind of reward, I would change tack. I'm typically quite adaptable when it comes to it. So I told my partner at the time, my wife now, I told her, look, I'm going to take a gamble. She's always been such a great supporter. So I thought, here is my opportunity to define what happens next.
Excellent.
I think there's something to be said about having a good enough, a good reputation in what you do.
Yes.
Because when you carry over your clients to a new skill set, you don't have to necessarily start at the bottom. And that's not something I see get mentioned often. When I started doing my completely new function, I didn't have to start on a junior level. There was a level of
trust,
professionalism, and trust for sure that I could rely on. That was a big shortcut for me to getting to a point where I could sustain myself once again.
Sounds like a very good base, but in practice, how long would you say it took from the time that you began to do this new work and actually, consolidate a decent number of clients such that you could earn a decent living?
So that was quite interesting. You often hear, give yourself a year, or give yourself so much time. Don't expect to make any money. Don't expect to turn a profit. I was very much aware of all that. So what I did was I gave myself 3 months to just kind of suss out if there was a future in this. For the first year, I decided I'm going to work for free when needed to, just to get myself busy again.
Okay.
I would also work for opportunities. So if not for free, then at least there's, a prospect down the line of future or more work or bigger projects, or working with people that would put me in the room with other people or clients that might bear fruit later on. But I would definitely say that I was cautious. And for that first year, I just had to cover my bases. The fact that I then am still, in fact, operate alone meant that I kept my overheads down quite substantially.
So, Calvin, just give us a sense of some of the key lessons that you've taken from your retrenchment experience.
Sure. I would say don't be afraid to learn new things. Generally, you're going to be working off the cuff for that first few months, for that first year. I found that within the first 3 months, I went from thinking I was going to have or function in a certain way. And then after a little while, I realized I don't need to take every single job that comes across my desk. I need to try to do everything that I learned in the last 15 years in my career. Eventually, you will reach a saturation where you'll go, okay, well, this is the kind of thing that I can do, but not necessarily the thing that I want to do. Another one was, YouTube is free. Like, I upskilled so much just by being able to view, learn along with new technologies. I've always been technology inclined, so it's been fun for me, but it's a free resource. Go ahead and use all the free resources you possibly can. Another one is use your network. Especially if you've been established in a certain way before, you know a lot of people, whether it's people you've worked with, you've grown up with, your family, your extended family and friends. Everyone wants to help, I do believe. So don't be afraid to lean on them for information, for contacts, for opportunities. Now's not the time for pride. Now's the time for bowling. Another one is, surround yourself with cheerleaders, with your best friends and family and everyone that's there to support you, because it is a difficult period. It is a difficult time. Bowling anything worth bowling, it's going to take a lot out of you. So by all means, lean on the guys or the girls that have been around there for you in the past.
That was Calvin Fisher. He's an entrepreneur and the founder of PandaBomb.